Power Tips for Speakers, Trainers, and Presenters, Part 5 of 10. 41. Watch what you eat before a talk. Avoid dairy products. Coagulation occurs around vocal cords and makes you want to clear your throat. Avoid having a large meal beforehand. 42. It's okay to glance at your notes. Having notes with you is the safest way to give a speech, especially a long speech or one filled with important points. Those notes should be as helpful as possible. They should serve as a script. 43. Write how you talk. We don't talk the way we write. Written work can sound stuffy and pompous when being read. Sentences with numerous subclauses may look great in an essay, but aren't easily followed in a speech. Besides, why should people sit and hear what they could more easily read? What do you add to prose by speaking it aloud? 44. Give yourself written oral hints. It's a script after all. Give yourself stage directions. Write down hints like pause and underline words you want to emphasize. Number the pages. Don't write on the back of the pages when you have written on the front. 45. If you insist on speaking from memory, this is actually an excellent way to speak if A, you have a real talent for it. B, other people agree you have a talent for it. C, you relate well to live audiences and like to think on your feet. And D, you have given the same speech many times before. Or E, the occasion is so informal that you know lapses will be forgiven. 46. Don't ramble. When your audience is aware you have no notes, they may worry where you're going with the subject matter and how long it will take you to get there. Also be on the lookout for vagueness and inaccuracy or the appearance thereof. 47. Map the content of your speech. The audience should be aware of your speech structure. It's like knowing where you are on the roadmap. The audience will be happier if they know where you are in your speech at any given time and where you're headed. 48. Assign responsibility. Don't be vague and say, "they believe," or "they say," unless you tell the audience who they are. If you're speaking of only your own beliefs, take responsibility and say, "I believe that." 49. Putting one foot before the other. Ask yourself these questions. Is your order logical? Are you following a route? Are you taking your audience down a road they can visualize? 50. The audience and you. Don't exclude part of your audience by, for example, referring solely to men and telling stories using only the pronoun he. On the other hand, don't pander to your audience by overdoing in the opposite direction. Making a show of your thoughtfulness by switching genders in every remark you make can be annoying.